On BYU Sports Nation, BYU Men's Hoops gets a huge addition last night. We'll take a look at the updated roster and discuss what still needs to be addressed. Zach Wilson, no longer a member of the New York Jets, traded yesterday. How do we feel about his fit with his new team in the Mile High City?
The triple-double king, Kyle Collinsworth, is in studio to talk about the roster in flux, the new coaching hire, pending assistant hires, and transfers. And softball star left fielder Matty Bejarano joins us to talk about the Cougars' recent run, NCAA tournament chances, and why she transferred from UCF to BYU.
Welcome to BYU Sports Station, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. It is Tuesday, April 23rd. I am Spencer Linton. He is a man who can barely keep track of all of the BYU breaking news recently, Jerem Jordan.
Who knew that the third week in April would yield such awesomeness like Zach Wilson trade, basketball signing, assistant coaches to be hired, transfer rule. Everyone can transfer every year. The NFL draft, oh, by the way, which traditionally would just dominate this week, is the fifth thing I just mentioned. It is a fun, busy time, and that's why we have this show.
I have people ask me often, or they
what
take
hair
the stance of, like,
well,
not that.
Oh, okay.
They take the stance of, so now the basketball's over, things must get, like, super easy.
Yeah, like, what do you guys talk about?
Like, what do you do 5 months?
You're like, I'm still calling softball, by the way.
Daily show. Yeah. Softball, baseball, volleyball, gymnastics goes into April. Like, we're still doing stuff. And now, like, this is the new norm for us moving forward. Transfer portal, draft stuff, like, it's
every
non-stop.
April is gonna be like this, bro. Not with a coaching hire, per se, but the portal is open.
Portal news will probably continue into May.
It giveth and it taketh away.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Yes, it does. Much more on that as we rise and shout and go to what's trending. Let's get to it right now. Let's go.
A new kind of energy, a different kind of energy, a different kind of approach to college, to coaching basketball.
Perhaps it will pick up similar to where it was, which was a very efficient up.
This place is going to be rocking. We're going to get this thing rolling.
Ah, the voice of Kevin Young, new BYU men's basketball coach.
KYU!
Let's get this thing rolling. Made his big first splash last night, signing a huge commit, flipping a local four-star recruit. Now, again, to clarify, until it's official at BYU, because we are an entity of the university, and we want to fall within the compliance rules and do everything that we need to do, we cannot say his name. It's all over the place.
You know who my favorite analyst at BYU is? Chris Kozlowski. She's my favorite.
She is fantastic. She's great.
Sorry, Blaine.
Yes, so if you're wondering why we can't say his name, that's why we got to fall within compliance.
Yeah. I get
and
it.
We obey the rules, but we can still talk about
Brigham Young. We obey the rules.
What a four-star commit for BYU does to the roster and adding to some, you know, question marks about who the heck BYU is going to have on their roster. So let's take the big picture with night's four-star ESPN Top 100 edition, Jerem.
That's fresh news right there. You just came.
The player that we cannot name
Cardi
just yet. How are you feeling about BYU's overall roster at this point?
After losing Ali Khalifa and Colin Chandler, certainly not feeling great, right? Richie Saunders, at this point, I've been told, expected to go to Kentucky. Dallin Hall is visiting Creighton apparently today on his kind of tour of figuring it out. Hopefully he comes back. We'll see. Not expecting Richie to come back. I am feeling better about things given that the first signing for Kevin Young is a big one. It's a kid that we wanted at BYU, that is familiar with BYU, that we will talk about at length when it's official. But let's break down the roster as is. So expected to return at the moment. There are six players. Let's go through it. Trey Stewart, Dawson Baker.
Love it.
Trevin Ellis confirmed, came in studio, right?
Yes.
Posted on social. Noah Waterman expected as well based on that conversation.
Love his role in keeping the core together.
Love that. Atiki Aliatiki and Foose, okay? Incoming high school freshman, Isaac Davis, has signed. Hoping everything's good there. And then the player TBA in the portal / going pro. Got Dallin Hall, Richie Saunders. Jackson Robinson should jump in and test the NBA waters. Then he can decide in, I believe, late May whether he wants to come back. Marcus Adams Jr. is in there as well. Marcus is not expected to return. His father passed away. He wants to be back in Southern California, closer to home. Sure. We absolutely understand that and respect that. Signed and going on a mission, Brooks Barr. Who will be in town this week, by the way. His sister's graduating from BYU. and then transferred officially, Colin Chandler, Ali Khalifa. So scholarships available, depending on what happens in the portal slash pros with Jackson. 1 to 5, Spence. But I am feeling pretty good about this. The needs I am looking at right now are, if Richie and Jackson bounce, which I'm expecting, you need to replace those guys with two wings, in my opinion, slash Colin Chandler, that will score 10 or more points. Mm. I think you need to bring in two capable wings. You also need a point guard, yes, whether Dallin Hall leaves or not.
I was going to say, you need a ball handler.
You need another ball handler. Dawson Baker could certainly be that guy, but I want him to kind of be the foul trouble injury third guy,
sure,
as opposed to the backup. If Dallin Hall stays, you need a backup point. If Dallin Hall leaves, you need a starter. And then I would like a rim protector big that can get a bucket. It'd certainly be nice to have Ali Khalifa, guy that can shoot threes and pass on your five-out motion offense, which Kevin Young has said that he kind of wants to continue to run. Those seem like what you would need for any basketball team, what I put up there. But specifically, I like the source on the bottom. According to Jerem.
Yes, this is your...
The Book of Jerem, which was discussed on Sunday in Come Follow Me. Hopefully,
yes,
you all enjoyed my chapter. 15 verses. These are the needs. They seem pretty obvious at this point.
Here's what I love most about everything that went down yesterday. Signing a four-star, flipping a local guy, and obviously meeting with, reportedly, Dallin Hall recently.
Yeah.
Kevin Young's doing this while his team is in the playoffs.
Oh, and by the way, he's like in Provo.
Yes.
Like physically flying around.
We talked to Matt Norlander, CBS Sports, yesterday, and he said, I heard that Kevin is flying in between Minnesota and Salt Lake City, dealing with his NBA playoff series and coming back to Provo to work over the weekend so he can meet with players.
We can confirm that.
And he can lock in and commit.
Been in Provo.
Like, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome that this is happening. And
does this guy sleep at all?
It's crazy for his schedule, for sure. But it shows you the urgency that he is feeling. When he said boots on the ground, he's talking about his own boots right
yes,
here.
Yes, he is.
Like, I need to be in the office and talking to guys.
Yep.
It gives me hope that just maybe, with this effort, Dallin Hall sees this and he's getting to know Kevin Young. Maybe he comes back. I know he's got some high-level suitors. I'm still leaning toward, you know, bit down, probably being swayed by the likes of Creighton.
The Field Duke versus BYU.
That's tough.
It's tough against Duke. Sean Bradley's our only win against Duke ever.
In terms of recruiting?
Yeah, women's volleyball beat him up, but yeah.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
So I have a dish, like I'm adding to the hope that maybe Dallin comes back. And I certainly appreciate, you know, the work he's done along with Trevin Nell and Noah Waterman to like keep the six that we are expecting to return. But there are other people out there that he is in contact with. Again, we can't get into the details. It's all speculation at this point. But we hear enough and see enough that while it stinks because, like, the public nature of knowing that Dallin and Richie are in the portal is just like what's top of mind because it's out there.
Yeah.
Like, everything that's happening behind the scenes, though, I'm very excited about. So I think you're going to get everything you want, Jerem. I'm not kidding. I think you will have everything that you just put on your want list for the roster based on what I'm hearing and what Kevin Young is doing right now behind the scenes.
Yeah, I'm excited. There are certainly people in the portal that could come here and be very interesting and very influential right away, which could be awesome.
The current roster situation, yeah, like you shake it down, it's like, oh man, BYU's got some big gaps to fill.
Sure.
It's all being worked out. I had one player tell me off the record, and he said, just don't attribute my name to it, but we're getting close to a full roster. And I was like, that's fantastic.
That's a lot of shoes to fill. Quickly.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
We're getting close to a full roster was the quote.
And again, I'm saying there's 1 to 5 scholarships to fill. I know that's a wide gap, but you got 4 dudes sitting there. It's 3 in the portal, well, 4 in the portal, right? But also Jackson Robinson's situation. BYU is ambitious. I am impressed by the ambition of not only getting a guy like Kevin Young, but who they are going after to come to BYU. It's a little higher level than it's been before.
Jerem, their conversations are happening, what I was told, with people that normally would not blink at BYU. But because of Kevin Young, they are now pausing and legitimately considering BYU.
That's why you hire Kevin.
That's
Young.
Where his network comes
into play. To recruit and to win. Let's go. Topic 2. Yesterday, our prayers were answered. Zach Wilson was traded to the Broncos. From the Jets. The Jets send Wilson a 7th-round pick to the Broncos for a 6th-round pick. Whatever. Two teams split the 5.5 mil Zach's owed this season, $2.75 million each. It's a good gig if you can get it. Do you like the fit for Zach Wilson in Denver?
Yes. You know why? Because it's not the Jets. Everybody keeps asking, how do you feel about
Finally!
It can't be worse than the New York Jets.
Oh, they're the
worst. Can it?
They're the worst.
It can't be worse than what he was dealing
with. But is it good is the question.
I think it's okay, and I think there's opportunity for him to go in and play.
Amen, bro.
There's an opportunity for him to be the week one starter for the Denver Broncos. I expect Denver to draft somebody high level in the first round. Maybe
like,
it's Bo Nix.
Like Bo Nix, yes.
Maybe it's Bo Nix. Yes. Great. If it's Bo Nix and Zach Wilson battling for the starter position, great. But there's real opportunity for him to go and be a starter in the Mile High City. Like, Denver was never on the radar for me because I think we wanted him to maybe be with like Andy Reid and like behind Patrick Mahomes and was like, oh,
I know,
he's
never
going
to play.
To learn, you know, to just be in a, like a stable situation where he doesn't have to feel the pressure immediately.
Yeah.
But maybe Sean Payton is the answer.
Sean Payton loves him some BYU quarterbacks. Good gosh.
Sean Payton has worked with some incredible quarterbacks and done great things. So yeah. I like that fit too. Like, what do you have to lose? You had to give up next to nothing to get a former number two overall pick.
And he loves Wilson quarterbacks, I guess. hopefully Zach can get an opportunity and shine. It really depends on system, offensive line, effective run game, like good enough defense. Like, obviously Denver struggled last year. They were a little better than people thought last year, but they traded away Russell Wilson, right? Clearly they're going in a different direction. I'm like you. I expect Denver to draft a quarterback and high up. They've got a first at number 12. Would they go at 12? Because they don't have a second round pick. That's where Bo Nix might have slid to, maybe. Because 12 feels a little high for Bo Nix, but maybe they trade up. They've got a third rounder, a fourth rounder, three in the fifth. So maybe you package something and move up. Who knows? But I think Zach Wilson's going to get a chance here. He's played 3 years. He's very experienced, obviously has struggled. Some of that was the Jets. Some of that was Zach. I'm excited for him, though, because it's not Jets.
Yes.
I've been screaming that I wanted him out of there forever. We all kind of wanted a new situation. I'm very excited for an opportunity for him to just over them mountains over there in Denver, just get an opportunity.
Yes.
A new opportunity.
Jeremy, in spite of it all, like, I love people who are like, he did nothing for the Jets. And it's like, he was the AFC Offensive Player of the Week.
The Jets did nothing for him.
He was the AFC Offensive Player of the Week in Week 14 last year. And we saw these, we know he has capabilities because he's shown it in some high-profile situations.
Like, if you threw Zach onto the Niners right now, could he have been Brock Purdy? Like, maybe Brock doesn't turn it over as much as Zach has, or I don't know. Like, Zach's a little more volatile, but also his high end, like, gives you a little more there. So I don't know. Like, that is the multiversal decision that will always be discussed relative to Zach is... What if he had gone to the Niners at 3 instead of the Jets at 2?
And frankly, what if Aaron Rodgers had not been injured 3 plays into the season?
What happens last year? Does he finally sort of get that season where he can just kind of simmer down and chill? Maybe this situation is better in that even if they do draft a quarterback, maybe Zach is so good in camp that they start with him and go from there.
He
and
then will impress.
He shows well.
Jeremy, he will impress in camp. Like, bank on
good,
it.
Yeah, he's a
bank
good player.
On it. Zach will be like, whoa, because his mechanics are beautiful.
Yes.
He throws an incredible ball.
It's, when the bullets are hot and heavy, can you perform? Can Denver help him too? You can't, like, it takes an extraordinary quarterback to overcome, like, a bad offensive line and a not good system.
Yeah.
Like, Patrick Mahomes is incredible, and the Chiefs system's incredible.
Yeah.
And they have a good enough offensive line, a good offensive line. Like, that combination yields you 3 Super Bowls in 5 years or whatever.
Okay, so I have good news. According to Pro Football Focus, Denver's offensive line ranked 21st out of 32 last season. And you're like,
not terrible.
It's not great, but it's not the Jets.
Were they worst?
So bad.
Were they worst?
I got to get the official number from PFF. Hang on a second. Yeah. I wrote down the Broncos number.
While you looked that up.
Jets were, depending on which, somewhere between 24 and 28. Okay.
Yeah.
Better than the New York Jets last
season. Let's just say 28 because it fits our narrative.
It depends on which... You know,
they were 37th.
The Broncos have a little bit better offensive line. He's got a better quarterback whisperer coach in Sean Payton because Nathaniel Hackett was brought in for Aaron Rodgers, not for Zach Wilson. It was
former,
like,
Denver head coach.
Yes.
So there's your little connection.
So I'm intrigued by this. I think it's great. I'm so happy he has a home. What I was afraid of was we were going to get through the draft and like no one was there's going to be no takers.
And he just sit on the roster again.
He's stuck with the Jets.
Honestly, I would have taken almost anywhere else.
Denver's great.
Almost.
Denver, this feels like a really good opportunity for Zeke.
Yeah.
Happy for him.
Yeah.
That's all right. You know what else I'm happy for? Four-star recruits, in-state guys, ESPN Top 100 guys joining Kevin Young on the roster. Our question of the day, how are you feeling about BYU men's basketball and their current roster situation? Coulter Gill on X says, until we know about people like Dallin Hall and Richie, there's still a lot of uncertainty about the roster, so I'm just waiting for their decisions before I can feel more confident about the roster.
My understanding is Richie's going to Kentucky. That's my understanding.
It's going to be tough to overcome
put it
a
out
two-day
there officially,
trip to Lexington. And
I don't blame him for going to Kentucky.
Jerem, he will
whatsoever.
Be a fan favorite in Kentucky immediately.
Just like he was. He'll have the same exact role, by the way. Off the bench, energy.
Like, a piece of me will die if and when that goes official.
Horcrux?
With Richie.
You got a Richie Saunders Horcrux?
Kind of. Like, I love Richie. Love him.
We love Richie.
Yeah, so.
It is hard to lose Richie to another school, but I get it. Like, if our boss left to ESPN and took us on a tour and showed us some more NIL money, if you will, it's hard not to take that opportunity or strongly consider it. So I get it for Richie.
Sure.
I understand.
Andres Ond on X Answers. After reading Coach Young's life story in the Deseret News.
By the way, Tad Walsh, great article. Go check it out. Really, really good information.
I am convinced that he, Coach Young, could make a competitive team out of a mixed BYU intramural squad.
The D1 champs. Not in the Big 12, I'm sorry, but that is funny.
Hashtag yes. BYUS on X, Facebook, and Instagram.
Maybe WCC, they take 8th. Join us Saturday from noon to 1 Eastern for the Dallas Fan Fest.
Oh, yeah.
At the Josie Ranch Athletic Complex in Carrollton, Texas. Live this Saturday on BYU TV and BYU Ready. I can't wait. We're going to be with our homies in Dallas
right,
this Saturday.
We're doing that. Up next, the king of triple-doubles.
He's back, baby.
In all of college basketball, Kyle Collinsworth in studio to discuss what he thinks of the Kevin Young hire and the roster situation. Stay with us.
We want to be here. We got something that's super special, and we got to get this core, you know, team back together so we can make something special happen next year. No matter what, you know, I'm loyal to this blue, and I'm loyal to this Cougar Nation, and loyal to Coach Young.
We are live at Studio B. This is your day-to-day BYU Sports play-by-play. I'm Spencer Linton alongside Jerem.
It's been a hot minute since our next guest was in studio.
It's about time.
It's good to have him back.
We had the king of triple doubles in college basketball. 12 of them. Kyle Collinsworth is with us on BYU.
One for every tribe of Israel. Let's go. What's up, Kyle?
Good. What's up, man?
How you doing, man?
Good. Good to be back.
Looking muscly, bro.
Oh, yeah.
That's always.
Top priority.
What he does.
Always.
Listen, I want you to know I have inherited.
I'm surprised you have a shirt on, frankly.
I have inherited that very thing into my life, Kyle.
Let's go.
How's it going?
It's going well, man. You know, I'm an old man. I got to work hard. And
I think about it every day.
You think about it?
I think about it.
Keep thinking
I got to start doing it.
It always starts with the thoughts.
Yeah.
Keep thinking, then before you know it.
Well, speaking of thoughts, what do you think of BYU's hire of Kevin Young? Guy who's my age, he's 42, relatively young in the coaching
34.
Realm.
The heck?
Keep telling yourself that and everybody else, okay? What do you think of the hire of Kevin Young?
Love it, man. I was on the phone with him a couple nights ago talking. Elite hire. It's a new era at BYU, and you can feel it. There's just a new type of energy, type of development that's going to happen, and so I'm super excited. Just talking with him, he's got big plans. Mm. I can't say.
I know. It's been great to hear. But like,
tell us more about the conversation. What were you guys talking about?
What can you say?
He just has a development plan that if you're a recruit, you'd be foolish not to jump on. Because here's the reality. NIL is great. Yes, get your money. For sure, I get it. But everyone wants to play in the NBA. Everyone wants to play high-level basketball as a professional. So NIL's got to have some balance to where, like, sometimes you're going to have to sacrifice a little money for a better situation. Mm. And so I think where BYU may fit for some people is, like, hey, I'll give up $50,000, $70,000, which in the long term is nothing. If you're a professional player and you want to get there. So I think BYU will cut that little gap with the development program they're going to bring. And so I think that's a huge pitch. I mean, assistant in the NBA for that long. All the teammates I've played with that know him, in the NBA, they love him. They haven't even played for him. They're like, yeah, love KY. I'm like, how do you know him? They're like, lovely guy.
Reputation?
Yeah, just like everybody loves him. Just good energy. Like, people want to play for him, want to be around him. So.
Wow.
Give us a sense, having played in the NBA, of the role of like the number one assistant on a team and sort of how ready they are for like a head coaching gig in college per se.
They're definitely ready, more ready than people think. Like, they are high level decision makers, X and O makers in practice. They take different squads. They're running, you know, that he's had summer league practice being a coach. He's had tons of experience. So he'll definitely be ready. And the biggest thing they do is they learn to work with high level players so good. Like, the NBA is such a, like, you're working with Kevin Durant, Chris Paul. Like, you can't just talk to those guys a certain way. You have to find a way that motivates different people. Every pro is different. Like, the let's go hurrah stuff with some people will just make them mad. Like, dude, be quiet.
We keep hearing, like, yeah, it's all feel goods, but he's got to win games. Like, why do you feel like he's going to win a lot of games at BYU, Kyle?
Because of where he's got himself today. You don't get yourself as a top assistant in the NBA with opportunities to be a head coach by not having a work ethic, a vision, and a determination just to get better each day. Like, you don't just get there. You know how many people want to get there? Just like banging the NBA. It's like, I saw a stat, there's less than 5,000 people ever to play in the NBA. And that includes like 10-day contracts, two-way contracts.
It's that low?
It's that low, ever, wow. All time. From. Wow. It's just like same thing.
450 at a time.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah. It's just like, it's super low. It's like being where he's been, like how many people have been where he's been? Like, if you do the numbers, it would be extremely low. So,
what's your sense of sort of what's happening in terms of assistant coaches? And obviously a high-profile recruit came in last night.
Yes. Brody, just texted him last night. I'm excited for him. I think, to me, that was the number one get of that class.
That's impressive.
I'm just going to say it. I think that's the number
one
get.
Why do you
get.
Feel that way?
Dude's a winner. I always look at people's records when they're in high school. Can you win? I'm not saying like you have to win a state championship every time, but like, are you getting there? Are you producing wins? To me, that's everything. If you're the man of a squad and you can't produce wins.
There are good players on bad teams all over the place.
Yes, but if you're that good supposed to be, you could carry a team to semis, to the championship, have 18, 19, 20 wins in a high school season. So to me, he's got that mentality of like, we're going to win. We're going to find a way. So.
And it feels like that's the tip of the iceberg in terms of recruiting, that BYU is having an ambition that perhaps they had before, but perhaps they're executing at a higher level due to a newness now with the program.
Yeah, exactly. I like the formula personally. Like, we got to get every in-state cat. We'll lose a couple, right? Like Frank Jackson here and there. That I still think he should have came to BYU. Looking
big picture.
Big picture. I really do. And that's what people have to think. Like, you can't just think college and NBA. Like, you got to think the next 10 years. I think he still.
You're talking post basketball career.
Yeah, post basketball. Like, he's already in Europe. You know, 4 or 5 years NBA. Yeah. He's already in Europe. Like, the NBA is done for him, and he's already moved past that window. And it's just like the connections. People understand the connections you make at BYU. Like. Still benefiting my life.
Kyle Collinsworth is with us on BYU Sports Nation. Great stuff. Speaking of pitches and recruiting, BYU's got a couple of high-level guys that were successful last year that are in the portal. And I know you've been a big proponent of people assessing their value and like seeing what's out there and maybe what's a better fit for them. Dallin Hall and Richie Saunders coming back to BYU would be massive. Doesn't feel like both are going to come back. In fact, Richie's crystal.
Feels like Richie's
going to
Kentucky.
He's got the crystal ball projection to Kentucky. He's in Lexington right now. Dallin's on his tour of visits. What would your pitch to those guys be to come back to BYU to play for Kevin Young?
Well, Richie, I'd ask, do you want to come off the bench your whole career? Or do you want to develop into main guy at BYU? Yeah, I think this first year, if he goes to Kentucky, he'll probably have the same role at BYU. But if Pope can get five-star factory going, where does he fit in the next year? How old is he?
He just finished his sophomore season.
Yeah, he'll be a junior this year.
So senior year, where is he going to fit in? Because he has to think about that. His senior year, he's on his way out, and Pope most likely will have five-star, four-stars coming in. So, again, it's like we got to look not just next year. I know he can leave again, but still, you don't want to – your senior year, for me, I don't want to just – come to a new system, because that can take a lot of momentum and mojo from you. So for him, I'd ask, what do you want? Do you want to develop into a starter, like a main guy? Or do you want to be a role player? I think at BYU, he could develop into a top 2-3 guy by his, you know, middle, junior year, senior year for sure. With his work ethic, his just constant energy that we all love, I think he could. At Kentucky, not saying he can't. I'll never tell someone what they can and can't do, but, like, it's a lot harder. There's a lot more pressure for Pope to play the 4 or 5 star when he's a senior. Like, if he's a senior, they got 4 or 5 stars coming in. Like, if they don't play those guys, they're leaving. And so there's going to be that pressure built in for him, for sure.
It's tougher, too, because, I mean, understandably, there's an idea that Kentucky's going to have big money. And so,
yes,
in their NIL.
Yes.
So they'll be able to offer more financially. So now he's got to weigh that as well. Like, if you had to advise players on, you know, seeking out big money and your worth and all that, like, how do you factor that in as well? Because, yeah, it's a very valid point. Come to BYU, maybe be a starter, but then the big money comes into play too, Kyle. Mm-hmm. So how do you balance that?
I'd say look at everything in a 5-year period. That's what's blessed my life so much. I look at things in 5 years, and I realize 5 years go so quickly. Like, financially, right? Investing, like, real estate, stock market, all this stuff, like, your health. People are like, I can't do that. That's a long time away, right? 5 years. But it's not. 5 years is like that. So I tell him, look at where you are now and look 5 years ahead and just map it all out and do what's best for your next 5 years. So that's what I tell him. If you look now, yeah, big money, go. But is that going to help the next year and then the next year and the next year? And if it is, then sweet. See ya. Good luck. And
yeah.
So that's what I tell young kids is just, and everybody, look at a 5-year period of your life and just kind of map it out with some perspective.
When you were a freshman, we were calling your high school games. Mm-hmm. And Chris was a senior, and you barely spoke. Do you remember any of this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This interview, you've come a long way from that kid that was probably, what were you, 6 foot at the 5'11 at the mm-hmm. time?
Yeah, yeah, even shorter, like 5'9". 5'9 freshman in high school.
We had fun with, yeah, you and Chris in high school at iProvo. It was a lot of fun. What are you up to now? What's your life like now? And are you officially retired from professional basketball, I assume? Okay, look at you.
Most likely, yes, yeah. But not officially. I'll wait and see. But I'm selectively just kind of busy, but I'm not busy at all, which is good. I'm finding some. I got my one-on-one healthy coaching stuff I do, health coach.
You're a dad as well?
Dad, I got 2 kids. My son will be 3 in June. My daughter will be 1. So I do a lot of health coaching online. Got a 90-day program. I help people build personal programs. We have our basketball club, Defensive Love, in South Utah County. And then we do camps and trainings with that all over the place. Canada, Montana, Idaho.
That's awesome. And your brother, Chris, is the head coach of Provo now.
Provo High.
Which is pretty cool.
Full circle, huh?
Had a good year this last year, yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
Crazy. Coach Drury now Chris Collins.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Bulldog defense, bro. Let's go. Adam Law is an assistant on the baseball team,
love
which
Adam.
Is fun. Yeah,
love Adam.
Had one of the biggest shots ever against Lone Peak to beat Ty Haas.
Oh, my gosh.
That was amazing.
What a shot. He's clutch. He's got that clutch gene.
Yes, he does. Well, I saw in the BYU Cruise that Shay was on there. You guys going?
No.
Oh, you're not going.
We're not going.
Okay.
2 young kids.
Yeah. Tough.
It's just tough, like getting mom to...
You need me to call your parents?
getting mom to step away from a little kid, and it's just not happening.
Okay,
it's just good.
So based on your conversation with Kevin Young, I think everybody wants to know what BYU is going to try and do offensively, like schematically. So because it was like an NBA, it was pushing towards an NBA style last year, shoot a lot of threes, like heavy on analytics. Kevin is a modern thinker.
The only thing that was missing was ISOs.
Yeah, okay. So what do you expect BYU to try and do when they get on the floor next year?
I think KY is smart. He'll wait and see who he's got. And I think that should be the answer. Like, who do we have? Do we have people that can go off the dribble and create for people? Do we need to have a fluid offense that moves the ball, you know, where we don't have a lot of, like last year, a lot of breakdown guys? So I think it depends. He'll play with some pace. He'll get guys opportunities to succeed in the offense, and it'll be a fun style of play. But exactly what style, I don't know yet, because I think it depends on the point guard position.
Sure. Oh my gosh,
yes, it does.
It's so important.
Dallin's decision is big, and if he doesn't come back, you still need another point guard with him. So
Exactly. So I think that is the main factor, is that point guard position. Who are they going to have? Are they going to have a quick breakdown, getting the hoop guy that can create, or you know, more of it's just a run the show, always in the right spot, smart guy like a Ashworth at Creighton type guy.
Yeah.
So, you know, different style point guard. So I think that will be the deciding factors, who they get.
Did you throw that out there just randomly?
Just randomly.
Creighton. Okay. Ashworth?
Yeah, I watched him a lot.
Because we've been like, we would love Stephen Ashworth. Yeah. He's awesome, man.
No kidding.
Lone Peak kid.
Yeah. Hey, great to have you in Studio B, Kyle.
It's good to be here.
Let's do it again soon, shall we?
6'6 Kyle Collinsworth. Very different from 5'9 Kyle Collinsworth.
By the way, 100 push-ups a day. Do you break that up into like 50 and 50? How you doing, man? Are you 100 straight?
So I
100
do,
straight?
I do days where I'll do like 4 sets of 25, and then I'll have like a 10 set of 10 day.
Okay.
So if I want an easier day, I'll just do 10 sets of 10. What it really does for me is it like, if I'm feeling off or like kind of just, I do 10 push-ups. And
reset?
I'm like, okay, like, let's go, get up.
So the space between how you get 100 doesn't matter?
No.
Just get 100.
24 hours to do it.
Get 100.
You can do.
In a day.
100 in a day.
Let's go, man. I can do that. I'm going to do it.
Less reps, more sets, easier.
Yeah.
Right? So.
I'll text you.
Text me. Yeah,
that I'm doing it.
We'll get you going.
Let's go.
No, I want film recorded.
You're going to be like, your arms are
is
too
much. Is that an actual push-up?
Yeah. I'm going to turn into Tony Perkis with you from Heavyweights.
Let's go.
Kiss the ground, Joker boy.
Lunch has been canceled due to a lack of hustle.
Yep, no lunch for you, buddy.
Baseball, take it on Utah tonight. No push-ups there. Just dingers, baby. 8 Eastern on ESPN Plus, Big 12 now on ESPN Plus, and BYU Radio.
Which BYU team is pacing for a Big 12 championship? And what are our thoughts on this unlimited transfer rule? Loaded Whip Run up next.
Oh, boy.
This is BYU SN.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Follow BYU Sports Nation. What's the name of the show?
Do it.
Social media. There's stuff going on.
Okay.
Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, and
welcome back to Studio B. I am Spencer. He is Jerem. Let's roll out your headlines.
Zach Wilson was traded yesterday from the Jets to the Broncos. Hallelujah! Jets sent Denver Wilson and 7th-round pick in return for a 6th-round pick in the 2024 draft. Two teams will split the $5.5 million owed to Wilson. He joins the quarterback room in Denver, consisting of Jarrett Stidham and Ben DiNucci. We'll see what the Broncos do in the draft.
Got a chance to start. The Kansas City Chiefs announcing yesterday the extension of head coach Andy Reid through the 2029 season. Now that he's won back-to-back Super Bowls with the Chiefs. Holy cow, 3 total. Contract extension also makes Andy Reid the highest paid coach in the NFL, well-deserved.
Mel Kiper released his final draft position rankings ahead of the draft Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Top Cougars in their position groups highlighted by Kingsley Suamatia, 9th among tackles. Ryan Rico, 4th among punters, although he's first on this program. Keaton Slovis, 10th among quarterbacks. Aiden Robbins, 36th among running backs.
How about this? BYU men's golf in first place at the Big 12 Championships in Trinity, Texas. They shot 1 under par through 36 holes. Freshman Peter Kim ended the day tied for first in the individual at 5 under par. Day 2 underway as we speak. Good luck.
Baseball hosts Utah tonight at Miller Park, 8 Eastern on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus and BYU Radio. Cougars have struggled at home, losing 6 of the last 7, but they beat Utah in the first meeting in Salt Lake 7-3 on April 9th.
BYU men's volleyball ranked number 7 in the latest AVCA poll after finishing the season with a 16-9 record. BYU did not receive an at-large bid for the 8-team NCAA tournament. When it goes to 12 teams, we hope it does. They'll be in good shape.
Next year, should happen. Yesterday, the NCAA Division I Board of Directors ratified transfer and NIL rule changes, including allowing all athletes to be immediately eligible to play regardless of whether they had transferred previously. Basically, this means if you meet academic standards and are progressing towards graduation, you can transfer 4 or 5 different times. Crazy, right?
And finally, good luck to BYU men's basketball head coach Kevin Young in his assistant role with the Phoenix Suns as they take on the Minnesota Timberwolves in game 2 of their first round series in the playoffs tonight. I'll let you determine on what good luck means.
I'm so split in that space.
We hope you coach well.
but maybe the Suns lose.
May you coach well.
Those are today's headlines. Now some opinions in the Whip, presented by Maersk, your e-commerce logistics shipping partner.
One question for the Whip. What are your thoughts on the essentially unlimited transfer rule?
It's just college free agency full on now.
Yes.
It's who has the most money, best opportunity, where is the grass greener? Like, I'm happy for opportunity for players, like, to go out and, like, seek their best future. But it, you think it's chaotic now? This is just full chaos.
Full dating, no marriage. Just whatever you want year to year. There's no roster continuity. It's going to be a challenge to be a college coach and keep a roster that is competitive. Will NIL contracts be multi-year binding, perhaps, to try and keep players multiple years? I wonder.
It stinks for the fans because fans naturally like root for their favorite players. Like, it's going to be so different year in and year out.
College basketball, to me, has become less about the players, more about the coaches over time.
Coaches and the team.
I loved when it was players. Caitlin Clark's success was due to 4 years at Iowa, by the way. Everyone knew her. Obviously, she's a great player. But if she was great for one player, then bounce, it would not have been what it had been.
Jimmer Fredette at BYU.
Yes, Jim. The continuity. Christian Laettner back in the night. Like, you knew that these guys were there for a couple years.
Up next, fresh off a walk-off dramatic home run and a series sweep in the Big 12 for the first time ever, Matty Bejarano joins us in Studio B. This is BYUSN, an amazing combo on the way.
This portion of BYU Sports Nation is presented by Maersk, your e-commerce logistics shipping partner.
Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation. We are live in Studio B alongside Jerem Jordan. I'm Spencer Linton. Let's welcome in one of our home run fantastic heroines of recent memory from BYU softball. She is Matty Bejarano.
Baller!
Welcome to Studio B.
What's up, Matty?
So excited to be here.
Nice shoe game, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you. I was told that I have to wear cute shoes, so I brought out my pink one.
That's our motto, too. So that's awesome.
I said, I don't know what I'm supposed to wear, and they're like, just make sure you have good shoes
who,
on.
Who gave you that directive out of curiosity? Oh, okay.
Cameron gave me that.
Cam knows. He knows the deal.
I was like, okay, I'm bringing out my favorite ones, the pink ones.
Those are awesome.
Well, you should wear some big shoes because you come off a huge series. BYU's first ever Big 12 sweep over Iowa State, and it took some dramatics from you on Friday night. A walk-off in the ninth inning. What was that moment like for you?
Oh, my gosh, that was insane. I mean, I was 0-5 that leading up to that entire moment. And
way
so,
to save it.
Oh, I know. I was like, So I knew I was due, but I couldn't have done it without my teammates. I mean, I think we had 6 home runs that entire game, which is insane. And
5 from the sixth inning or later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's insane. This team does not quit, and I think that's, like, our biggest thing this year is, like, I feel like the biggest change from last year especially is, like, we have no quit in this game, and it's just amazing. And without them, I wouldn't have been able to be put in that moment or anything. Like, that game was insane.
Okay, off the bat, did you know right away it was gone, or did you have to wait?
Oh, for sure. I kind of blacked out, I'm not going to lie, but, like, I was, like, once I saw video and everything, I was like, oh, yeah, I remember. I was, like, I could tell, like, seeing from the video, I was like, yeah, I definitely knew that was off.
What's it like, with that home run trot when you know you just won the game? And remember, in softball, it is 7 innings, so you're basically in the 11th baseball equivalent.
Yeah.
This is way extra innings.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's just so amazing, and then it's just, like, this big sense of relief because, like, nobody wants to lose a game when you're going back and forth like that. So then just to have that sense of relief almost,
yeah,
and then to just see all the girls there just to celebrate, it's so amazing.
Arms both raised in the air. Gordon Eakin's got his arms raised in the air. And talking to him after the game, his emotions were all over the place.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know?
I'm sure.
I'm sure he was relieved as well. But what's that moment for you like when you hit home plate and you realize, I can't believe we actually just pulled that off?
I mean, I think all of us knew we were going to pull it off. It was just a matter of when we were, like, who was going to pull the trigger or whatever to get the win. So yeah, I knew we all knew that was going to happen. And so then to just all be there to celebrate, it's just an amazing feeling.
To win that series and to sweep and to do it at home, what did that mean for this team as you try and get into the NCAA regionals?
Oh, it was huge. That's exactly what we needed to, like, continue to keep going and everything. We have 2 more huge series for us, and it just shows, like, what we're capable of. It's so huge going into these next 2 series.
Being that this is the Big 12, and you've already faced the likes of Texas and Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, and you won at Oklahoma and you beat Oklahoma State, what does that do for you and your confidence level if, and I know everyone wants to get there, you get into the NCAA tournament?
oh, this being in this conference in general is so great. Like, there's no break in it at all. Like, even if you take two games like we did from Iowa, you don't know if you're going to take the third one. Like, it's still, like, you have no chance to just, like, take a step back and breathe. So I think going, if we make it into the NCAA regional, like, that's how it's going to be. And I think it prepares us tremendously going into that.
What was it like going back to UCF a couple of weeks ago where you played for 3 years?
Oh, my gosh. It was so great. I had mixed feelings going into it, but being back there, it was so amazing. I was greeted by so many fans, and I got to see so many familiar faces. Like, it was so great, and I was honestly, like, at first I was like, I don't know if I, like, I'd rather them come here, but once I got there, I was like, no, this is cool.
That's awesome.
You look at the offense of this BYU softball team, it's prolific, to say the least. I mean, from 1 to 9, anybody can go deep. Anybody can come up with a clutch hit. And you've kind of had to piece it together because pitching has had so many injuries this year. So what's that dynamic been like, knowing that maybe the offense has to do a little bit more to help out a young pitching staff that is learning?
I mean, that's what this team's about. Like, we have each other's back regardless. Like, I think it just proves how much we pick each other up. Like, it's not always on the pitching staff either. Like, our offense have had our moments where our pitching staff has had to pick us up too and hold us in one run ball games. So I think that's just, like, the narrative of this season is that of us having each other's back and picking each other up.
I took the fam Saturday to the game, and it was super fun. There was a lot of action. Obviously, baseball going at the same time is exciting. What's it like for you in those games where you have a big crowd and baseball is going at the same time? There's a lot of noise in the
random
park there.
Baseball falling in the middle of the field during
a
play.
Oh, it's so great. Oh, my gosh. The fan base here at BYU is so amazing. There's not a bigger fan base you can possibly think of, honestly. Like, those games are so exciting. And then just even have, like, some of the baseball fans come over to our side and see what we got going on over there. It's so great. And then everybody's just loud screaming and then just puts all the energy up for us, too.
Is it weird, like, hearing noise from the other game? Sometimes, like, BYU will score a run in baseball, and you go, huh.
Oh, no.
So, while you're, like, at bat or in left field.
Like, yeah. Did baseball score home run? Like, what's going on over at baseball? Like, that's always going on in our dugout. We're like, are they winning?
Did something just happen?
What's going on?
It's a fun dynamic, too, because, like, the prayer is said and the anthem, but it was from baseball, but it's so loud you can hear it that you guys just participate in the same one.
Yeah, no,
it's kinda
we
unique.
Participate in the same thing, which I was, like, confused about at first because I don't think that happened for us last year. So I was like, wait.
Is this our prayer?
I was like, wait, are we going at the same time? Or, like, what's going on? They're like, yeah, we're going at the same time. I was like, okay.
I'm not aware. I'd imagine there's not too many parks like this that are shared.
No.
Right? Have you seen another one?
Not that I've seen, and I don't know why more facilities aren't like that.
It's kind of fun.
It makes it so cool.
Yeah.
Maddie Bejarano is with us on BYU Sports Nation, BYU softball star. As you look back on your choice to come to BYU, how have things been the most different for you, or have evolved in a way that, you know what, I'm glad I chose BYU? Because I've heard you say, like, man, I'm glad I chose BYU. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
You know, I was a little hesitant at first, I'm not going to lie, just not being a member of the church. And this was the first visit I took when I decided to transfer, and I told myself, I was like, I'm going to take all 5 of my visits. Mm-hmm. And something, and I know it was God, told me halfway through my visit, like, this is where you belong. Mm. And there was just this gut feeling, and I didn't look back from it. I was telling Eakin, I said, like, I don't know what papers I have to sign. Like, I'm coming here. This is where I'm finishing my career. Like, this is where I want to be. And looking back, it's the best decision I've made up to this point of my life. And I'm so blessed to be here, and I know God put me here.
That's one of the best feelings, right?
Yes.
When you get confirmation of something that you're trying to do that you think is a good thing.
Yeah.
And you, like, feel that peace, right? That's an awesome feeling.
Oh, for sure.
That's very cool. Was that on the visit?
Yes. Mm. Yes, it was so amazing. And, you know, it's so great because I get told all the time just, like, how happy I look. And I'm like, I feel it. But to just, like, it be noticed, too, by those that I love the most. And for them to just see, like, you're absolutely glowing and you just don't stop smiling here. And I'm just like, it just makes it even 10 times better.
This is the point of life, Maddie, to be happy, right?
I know, right?
Which is great. That's so cool.
That's what I was looking for.
Yes. And this week, you're graduating. You're walking. This is a huge week for you.
Yes.
And how many finals do you have left? Or are you done?
Two.
You have two more?
Two
okay.
More.
Okay, let's go. Good luck on those.
Thank you.
What are they in? What classes?
I have stats and then my religion class.
What religion class?
the Book of Mormon.
Is that fun for you, being a member of another faith?
Well, it's easier because it's for the non-members.
Oh, nice.
So it's like a little, like I get a little taste of what everything is, which makes it nice because like I'm always questioning my teammates and everything because I don't really know. Like,
yeah,
it wasn't
they'll help you out.
Yeah, I'm like, I didn't grow up around it or anything, so it's nice.
That's awesome. What's it going to be like this week to obviously play a big series against Baylor, but you're walking. This is a big deal for especially mom and dad and you.
I'm so excited. And then just to have all my family out there with me just to do, like, this is what not only, like, I dedicated so much time for, but my family dedicated. My parents were driving 4 hours each way to take me to softball practice.
4 hours?
4 hours.
Oh, my.
Yes. My club team was in Tucson, so that was...
Whoa, what? From Cottonwood, Arizona?
Yes.
Wow, up in the mountains.
So we would go they would take me twice a week. And we get home at 1 o'clock in the morning. And not only did my parents dedicate so much, like my brothers lived at the ballpark growing up. Like there was just so much sacrifice and dedication that's been put into letting me live my goals and my dreams out. So it's not just for me this weekend, like it's for all of us.
I thought it was hard to take my kid to his flag football practice that was 15 minutes away. I will rethink that. Yeah.
Great stuff. All right, we'll finish with this. You've had so much great support from the fans, but specifically the football team. Mm-hmm. Every game, Jake Retzlaff, Michael
Harper, saw Darius Lassiter,
JoJo Phillips,
Keelan Marion, were there
Isaiah Banya. Yeah. Like all these guys show up game in and game. What's that like to have that type of support?
Oh, it's so great. I mean, they've definitely done so much for us as a team. Like, I mean,
they're giving it to the opponents. Oh, they're yelling at the umpires.
Yeah, no, they will. And Jake and Trayson called my home run, and you can see them in the back of it. They're both pointing like this.
Nice.
And they both called my home run. So it's been amazing to have them out there supporting us just because like we support them constantly too. And to have it given back to us, like it's great.
Yes, you are. Softball team's are front row.
Oh, I saw every single game.
Caleb Etienne at baseball, and they're all over.
That's awesome. I need to correct myself. I called you a heroine. You're a hero. You're a hero for those shoes and for what you've done with BYU softball, Maddie. We're so glad to have you at BYU. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Have fun this week.
Yeah, some karma, right?
Yeah.
Graduating, beat Baylor.
Softball taking on Baylor. 3-game series starts Thursday night, 8 Eastern time on Big 12 Now and ESPN+. Oh, this team is fun to watch. Check it out Thursday night.
In a season full of impressive home run performances like Maddie's from BYU softball and baseball, what are the top 5? We'll combine them next. This is BYU Sports Nation.
Maddie makes the list!
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Top 5 Tuesday on BYU Sports Nation, presented by eAssist Dental Health Foundation. Reminding you, dental cleanings are essential for your health. Learn more at visityourdentist.org. Start us off, Jeremy.
We are doing the best home run performances of the year, baseball, softball, for BYU. Number 5, Cujillo Aloy, who just looks the coolest when he bats.
Yep.
Grand slam at Texas Tech. Tied 1-1, third inning. The freshman goes, get out the rye bread and the salami, Grandma. 5-1 lead, grand salami. BYU would win that 8-5, pick up a Big 12 road win.
There'll be a few grand slams in this list. 2 coming up at number 4. Hunter Ava and Haley Morrow both hitting grand slams against 4th-ranked Oklahoma State in Provo. Ava got it going in the bottom of the first. BYU have 4-0 just like that. 2 innings later, it was Haley Morrow hitting a ball into tomorrow with the second grand slam of the game. BYU is up 9-2. They hold on to an 11-8. That's one of their best wins of the season.
Maybe in program history, question mark? Number 3, Colin Reuter. 3 homers at Texas in the first, in the third, in the fifth. He drove in 5, bro. 7-5 win, and BYU won this series at Texas. It was fun to hear the Longhorn Networks go, and that's gone again. And again.
A 3 home run performance at number 3. It fits.
I like it.
Number 2, we just heard from her. Maddie Bejarano, walk-off dramatics to beat Iowa State on Friday night. This game had 5 ties or lead changes from the 6th inning on.
Amazing.
This nuts.
He knew it was gone, dude.
Boom. 8-7 in the ninth. Win helped BYU secure their first ever Big 12 sweep in program history.
Number 1, Hunter Ava.
Oh, yeah.
Grand slam to beat Houston. 17-15 in the bottom of the ninth. BYU had 5 home runs in that win.
Those are the top 5 home run performances of the season to date. Our question of the day, how are you feeling about BYU men's basketball, their current roster situation? Our elite voice of the day, presented by PAX Healthcare Elevated. Jimmer Fredette Burner on X says,
what?
Good with Kevin Young And we'll hopefully get better recruits, but I'd like it better if BYU got Dallin Hall back.
It would be nice to have Dallin back. We'll see, man.
We love you, Dallin.
Yes,
come back to Provo. Today's Rise and Shout-Out presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics.
Kevin Young for his first commitment yesterday, and then Zach Wilson for finally getting away from the Jets.
Go Broncos for Zach! Our thanks to today's guest, Kyle Collinsworth, and the aforementioned Maddie Bejarano.
Sorry to Dennis, we ran out of time.
For Jerem, I am Spencer. Shout-out to Dallin Hall. We'll see you tomorrow. Go Cougs!